In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. Author David Philip Nelson tells a story from his childhood. He was 12 years old, an only child, his parents unable to have additional children. They would occasionally take in foster kids. Had recently had two boys, a little younger than David, staying with them. David's parents approached him one day. "We would like to adopt the two boys that have been living with us," they told him. "But we want to hear your opinion because it affects the whole family." David was ecstatic, but his father interrupted his answer and told him, "Now, David, if we adopt, they will be your brothers. Not stepbrothers, they will be your brothers. They will share everything that we share as a family. They'll share our food. They'll share your toys. They'll share your sports equipment, the TV, our time as parents. Later on, they'll share the car. Later still, your inheritance. It's going to be split three ways. And no matter what happens," Dad said to David, "if we choose to adopt, it is real and it is forever." Now, even though David didn't understand all that, the adoption happened with all its joys and, of course, all of its challenges. They reached adulthood. One of David's brothers stayed very close to the family. One drifted away almost immediately, rarely had contact with them. Now, eventually, the parents die. In the days after the funeral, when the will was read, sure enough, everything was split three ways. The one who had drifted away was shocked. "I don't deserve this," he said. "I haven't been around. I'm not really even their kid." David and the other brother correct him immediately. "Being adopted doesn't lessen anything. You are their son forever. You are our brother forever." And then David turns to him and says, "Adoption is real, and it is forever," using his father's words. We get to this Sunday before Christmas, and before we celebrate the birth of Jesus, we hear a long list of ancestors going back 42 generations, from Abraham to David to Zerubbabel to Joseph and then to Jesus. People sometimes wonder. They say, "Wait a minute, Joseph wasn't Jesus' real dad, so why trace Joseph's lineage instead of Mary's?" I hope by my opening story, you have a sense of where we might be going with this. My answer is, who says Joseph wasn't Jesus' real dad? Certainly Joseph was not Jesus' biological father, nobody's arguing that. But if adoption is as real as I'm about to submit to you, then Joseph is Jesus' real dad. Not replacing the Father in heaven, of course, but in being his dad on earth. And that makes Jacob Jesus' grandfather and Matthan his great-grandfather, on and on back up that list. Our whole New Testament begins with a genealogy that culminates in an adoption. You think that's an accident? Do you think the writers didn't know what they were doing? In fact, the rest of the first chapter of Matthew is Joseph's decision about what to do with Mary, and therefore whether or not to adopt Jesus. And this is not just quaint. This is not just an interesting thing about Jewish culture. This adoption thing is huge, and it is real, and it makes all the difference to your life today. Because without adoption, we have no life. We are born in this world in bondage to the world, to its brokenness, and if you'll step outside, to its cemeteries. That whole list of Christ's ancestors, same bondage. They're born into bondage to the broken world and eventual death. And the whole purpose of the Lord's coming is to break that bondage. The whole purpose of the Lord's coming is that we might receive adoption by the one who is life. That God, our Father, and his eternal life becomes our inheritance. You remember the story of Moses when he was born, right? Moses was born under a death sentence put out by Pharaoh. But when Pharaoh's daughter adopts Moses, the death sentence ends because of that adoption. In the Epistle to the Galatians, which we will read tomorrow for Christmas liturgy, we're told that we are born slaves to the world, but God sends his son, born of a woman, in other words, born of one of us, God sends his son to be born of one of us, and it says, that we might receive adoption as sons and daughters. That's why Christ came, that we might receive adoption as sons and daughters. If we're sons and daughters, we call God Father. We call God Papa. It actually says in there, we cry out Abba, Father. In Aramaic, Abba is not a formal term, Father. It's the term Dad. It's the term Papa. If you were a little kid, it would be Daddy. Evelyn, I got a question for you. Do you call this man sitting here in a white shirt, do you call him Mr. Fall? No. Do you call him Jacob? What do you call him? You call him Dad. How many people here call their father Dad? Right? Probably most of us. If we're adopted as sons and daughters, that's the name we call God. The same name we call our fathers is the name we call God because we're his kids. We are heirs of God, and we inherit everything that is of God because he adopted us. As his kids, we inherit life. As his kids, we inherit love. As his kids, we inherit the divine nature itself. Everything that is God's by nature becomes ours by inheritance because of adoption. But what if we've been absent? What if we've gone astray like the one brother in David Nelson's story? Well, my question is, do you think God will disown you? Not a chance. Not a chance. All you have to do is come back. All you have to do is come back. As long as you are breathing, the door is open, the fire's lit, and your place at the table is set. The only way God's son or daughter doesn't take their place at the table is if they choose to stay away. Is if you or I choose to stay away by our attitudes or by our actions. Because in the words of David Philip Nelson's father, adoption is real and it is forever. Now our gospel reading today, in fact, the whole New Testament follows the Lord's heritage through Joseph. In other words, it begins with a genealogy that culminates in adoption. Why is that? It's because this adoption thing is huge, it's real, and it makes all the difference, because without adoption, we have no life. Amen.